This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister addressed the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar yesterday.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. The Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are traveling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be visiting the United States with a delegation tomorrow. The ministry, in a statement, said that the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. The ministry added that during the last visit of the team of officials from the Office of the United States Trade Representative to India on 16 September, positive discussions were held on various aspects of the trade deal, and it was decided to intensify efforts in this regard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Minister Amit Shah congratulated the Malayalam actor Mohanlal on being selected for Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. Earlier, in a social media post, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting informed that on the recommendation of the Dada Saheb Phalke Award Selection Committee, the government has decided to confer the award upon the Malayalam actor for his iconic contribution to Indian cinema. In the Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. India secured a convincing 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in their group stage encounter last week. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. With this victory, the visitors won the series 2-1, chasing a target of 413 runs. India were all out for 369 in 47 overs. Australia were all out for 412 in 47.5 overs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that left-wing extremism will be completely eliminated from the country by March 2026. In an interview to a private channel, Mr. Shah said that incidents of violence in three major hotspot areas, including Northeast, and left-wing extremism have come down by 75% in the last decade due to the government's efforts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.